Psalm 141, Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Notice how David starts and ends this verse with, I cry unto thee. There's a time to cry out to Jesus. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Incense burned long, slow and long. And so David's praying, Lord, let my prayer be anchored at your feet. Let it be set forth before thee. Let it be the top thing on your desk. And the lifting up of my hands, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. So David is praying and lifting his hands to the Lord here in Psalm 141, 2. Now verse 3, set a watch before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Wow, wow, wow. How many of us know that many times we have let words fly from our mouth, unfettered, if you will, just freely flow, that we regret. So to get out ahead of this, we should pray with David, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. In other words, Lord, don't let me say dumb things, God, right? Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep, guard the door of my lips. And we should always think deeply before we speak, right? We're to be slow to speak and quick to listen. James chapter 1, verse 19. Verse 4, Psalm 141, incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. In other words, Lord, let me have no part with the wicked. Verse 5, another great prayer. David says, let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove, correct me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. This is the same David who was in such rebellion, God couldn't reach him other than to send the prophet Nathan to rebuke him, 2 Samuel 11 and 12. And so David was in full-blown darkness and rebellion after having been very successful and successfully placed as the king among his people. But then he backslid. He didn't continue to fight the good fight of faith. And therefore, he was up on the roof one night and opened himself up to lust. Instead of warring, he should have been at war, it says in the beginning of 2 Samuel 11. But instead, he was taking a vacation from God, if you will. He relaxed, and that's all it takes for Satan to get a foothold and for sin to take over. And that's what happened. And then Nathan rebuked him. And so that's why David is saying with great joy, after he had been recovered and restored to the Lord, he's saying, let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. It'll be a blessing, Lord. Whenever I need it, send one of your men to rebuke me, is what he's saying. Just like he had experienced with Nathan the prophet, who God sent to rebuke David, and he was recovered from his sin thereby, by way of the rebuke. Have you prayed lately, if you're listening to me, Lord, if you need to rebuke me through your people, I will receive it. Let it be, O God. That's what David prayed right here. Verse 6, when their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares or the ensnarements, the traps, which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.